You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Shameless After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Shameless After Show.
Hey guys.
Hello.
All right. Loud in my headphones. Hey guys. Wow. Welcome to the very last Shameless AfterBuzz TV show for the season. Season 4, episode 12, called Lazarus. And I'm JJ Jurgens, and I'm joined here tonight by
Drea Renee.
Hello.
And I'm Joyce. Hey guys.
Booth we have, sorry, as he's engineering.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Svitek here.
Woo! Well, let's just start it all off with what we all want to say.
Oh my God.
Jack!
Jack!
Yes. He's back!
Jack!
He's no longer.
Jimmy, Steve, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
So
no
excited.
No offense. Love you fans. You guys are what make AfterBuzz, but fuck you.
Oh my God, Phil. Oh my God. He meant that with the with most
He's
laughs.
Not he dead.
That was in true Shameless spirit. We can say things
oh
like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we knew. We kept all saying here all season. We're like, he has to come
he has
back.
To.
They didn't show. They never showed it. The door
and
is wide open.
His name was still in the credits, people. His name was still in the credits.
And so was his ass.
Oh, yes, it was.
He wasn't going anywhere. Well, what's funny is, and I was just reading all the tweets I was telling you guys, nobody else on the cast knew he was coming back.
That's so cool.
Because Phil, like you pointed out, he was the only one that had to shoot that last scene. So no one had to see it. So Emmy Rossum didn't know. Emma Rose Kenny didn't know. I'm reading their tweets and they're like, what the hell? He's back.
That's so cool. I like how they kept his head to the side for a while, but I knew.
We knew.
Yeah. Austin, we knew.
As soon as, when we started out tonight, we're all like, okay, so are we going to see it? But everything had gone that I kind of thought, okay,
I thought it was done.
Over
with.
I did too.
I was like, okay, they're not going to show him the last second. They showed the ending credits. I was like, that's it? And then there we go.
Best cliffhanger ever.
That was great.
I'm glad they ended with him. I'm so glad.
Me too. I'm ready for the next season to start right now. Next Sunday.
His name, I know, right? His name is Jack, and he's with a new girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, is he doing this whole thing over again? Is he stealing again? Is he just, I don't know. There are too many questions. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is this just closure or is he coming back?
Oh, he's coming back.
He better come back. They left it with him.
Yeah,
like, he has to, right?
He's got to come
back.
They
can't just show that. But you know what? If they did that, I'd be really mad.
Yeah. No, he's coming back. I don't know if it'll be right away, but I definitely think.
And the conversation implied that he's been to that house. Like, she's taken him there many times before. So he's not going to just stop coming back to that house. He's going to come. He's coming back, guys.
For sure. He better.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. And I want, Fiona's paid her dues this season, so I'm ready for, I wanted to see them back together. Just do.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I know he's not a good guy, but I do. I like them together.
No. She's going to give him hell, I'm sure. I mean, she's been through so much since he's been gone.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he has, too.
She has also made her mistakes now. So,
yeah.
She's done some things.
But as far as he's concerned, she's been through, like, a lot.
But, I mean, she's made mistakes, but his were all secrets from her.
Right.
You know? But I just think she might be at a different place now to understand
and
maybe forgive some of the things that he's done that she's done some things that she would want forgiven for.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a Fiona thing. Everyone seems to be turning a new leaf in one way or another.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and dive on into talking about Nikki and Ian.
Oh my God, how sad.
Very sad.
I know.
Yeah. Well, let's start off on a positive first, though. Let's talk about how Vanity Fair called them the best written gay couple on television. I thought that was great.
I love them.
They really are.
Yeah. I love them.
There's so much truth in the way that they've been written. Like, it's just real.
Right.
It feels so real.
It really does.
They do it so well.
Yeah. And I think it's doing so much for probably young gay kids coming up just to see this relationship, because it's not conventional. It's not like a happy story. Mm-hmm. Like, they're actually going through really rough things. And I really like that scene where he was at the bar and really experiencing all the comments and how that felt. Like, that was so real. That guy, he's such a good actor. Yeah. God, he's so good.
That was really... What felt?
Well, what I liked about that scene, I was going to bring that up too. So I think we're all kind of thinking the same thing. Of what's nice is that that guy wanted to say a joke, but as soon as he did, and you know, people stood up to him. You know what I mean? I think it sends a good message of, like, you know, this doesn't have to be a big deal. I think people's natural inclination is to make a joke, but if everyone puts a stop to it right away, it's really not a big deal. And then they just kind of joked about, you know, Ellen and Rosie O'Donnell and all those other people.
And how it was a surprise, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And
that's what Kevin said. It doesn't matter who you bang.
Exactly. And I liked how they brought it up right away in front of him, because it, you know, when he walked in, he kind of felt that he was the elephant in the room, and they addressed it right away head on, and it's really not a big deal. I'm glad they just eliminated that discomfort.
Right. And Mickey's still Mickey, like, he'll kick your ass. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gay or not gay, it doesn't matter.
True.
Yeah, I love him.
Love it, great.
Phil, did you want me to say the toast?
Sure, I wish we had something to toast with, but yeah, go ahead, JJ. I think this is, I want you to say it.
What?
To butt buddies. Long may they slam and slap.
Oh, cheers to butt buddies.
Yay.
Cheers to you, Phil.
As I spill. We're spilling every week here on this show.
And it is just water, we swear.
What I like, you know, I loved, this was a great episode because it had the right touch of everything. Sadness, happiness, ambiguity. And what I liked, in terms of his wife, I know it's been kind of so up and down. I kind of, you know, I felt she didn't deserve a lot of it. Yes, you know, she was kind of a cause of problems, but I like how they handled it, and she gave him, like, you know, it's a choice, and that was a great speech by her.
I love that. She was like, look, you do you, I'm gonna do me, McDonald's, Burger King, or Mugo, I don't give a shit, but you better take care of this baby, though. Like,
and she didn't beat around the bush about it.
No.
I loved that.
Well, and I like that turn, too, because I was afraid that she was going to start getting... Because I always thought she was crazy, and I thought... Because she says she'll, you know, stab them in their sleep. With
She's crazy, but...
Yeah, she's still crazy.
But I thought she would maybe take this the other way. Like, just go off the end and really be against them all the time, and it might have to be something that they were going to have to worry about all the time. So I really liked that the speech she gave and how...
But do you guys think that she was trying to show him that she still wanted to be with him by putting on the strap on? Like, did you guys get that vibe? Or I mean, I was confused by that. I was like, does she still want to be with him?
I think she was just, to me, from what I understood, the way she was present, like, starting her speech, saying what you like him because he has a real penis, I think she was trying to maybe see if, like, I don't know, that she actually needed one for him to stay or for him to take care.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I thought maybe she was like, I want our family unit, I'll do whatever you need me to do kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, just
that's
to keep
true.
Him
that makes
to
sense.
Keep him there. And then when she was like, well, it needs to be real, then okay, then I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing, but we're all going to do it here.
I don't think she loves him by any means.
I just
think she needs someone to help her.
With the baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you think she was just kind of testing him out to see where he was really at, what if it was that, or if he did really in love with him.
And I know, and for a second, I thought Mickey was going to do it. I thought, just for like a split second. And then when he didn't, I was like, oh my God, he's in love.
That's when you know. Yeah, but I think it was just her way of gauging his reaction and seeing how he answered her questions.
Yeah, it's really sad seeing Ian like this. And I've never known anybody with this illness, but... It just, you know, obviously I think it's definitely bipolar, watching him from the past episodes being so high and now being so low. And it was just beautiful for me to, like, watch, I'm sure for you guys too, to watch Mickey, like, no, he's not going anywhere. Like, I'm going to take care of him. I just thought that was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I'm really glad that Mickey is, you know, putting his foot down and really wanting to take charge and take care of him. But at the same time, I'm like, poor Mickey. He finally comes out.
Yes,
he finally,
I was gonna say that.
He finally has Ian with him. Ian's happy with what Mickey did. They have a chance to be in a really great relationship. But then it's like, now Ian is really going through this low, and Mickey has to take care of him.
And he's standing by him, though.
He's going to stand by him. It's definitely going to come with a price, though. I think it's not going to be easy at all.
Right.
I mean, it's not – that type of thing isn't easy to handle.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, yeah, great for him for wanting to be the one to take care of him, too. But it's, like, something that serious he needs to mm-hmm. – he's going to have to step back and let him go get the proper care that he needs.
Right.
That's true. He really does. I mean, as much as he wants to be there for Ian, I think Fiona and the whole family, they understand it a little bit better, I feel.
Right.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. they had it with Monica. And, they knew how she was, and she wasn't taking her meds like they stated.
Right.
So if meds is what it takes, then I think Mickey should
allow that.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall
see. We don't want him to kill himself.
No.
We don't want that to happen. That would be really, really terrible.
Phil, any thoughts?
I like how this clearly sets up for season 5, and you know, I feel bad for Ian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just the way he was written, I think it's a story wise is a great ending. Obviously, it's not a great ending to what's going on, but yeah, I'm excited to kind of see what happens next and to see that really develop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here.
Me too. All right, well, let's go into talking about Debbie, Carl, and Bonnie.
Oh.
I'm so sad. I am too.
Another moment I'm really sad, because we had this discussion while we were watching it, and watching Carl give her the necklace and she rejected him.
Yeah. Just breaks your heart.
Yeah. And I feel like that's how men get scarred. That's how. Exactly. They get scarred and then they don't want to be nice to anybody because somebody when they were 12 rejected their necklace and then they're dicks for the rest of their lives.
But Bonnie wasn't good for him.
No,
she wasn't.
Carl doesn't realize that now.
I know he's too young to realize that. And I feel like, you know, she was being straightforward with him. She told him, like, look, don't. Like, if you're falling in love with me, don't fall in love with me.
I know.
But then I'm like, you slept in his bed. But
yeah.
She's only 13.
Exactly, Joyce. She's not 25. She doesn't
know. There's so many conflicts in my brain about this. I'm like, well, how do I feel?
But she did... I don't know. She did just string him along, though, because she, you know, drug him out on to go rob a place, you know?
Or maybe she didn't know they were going to move again. Like, she liked him, and I think she really did like him, but she was like, if I engage with him and, like, keep this going, I'm going to break his heart anyway, so might as well just tell him. Which is good. I mean, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take your necklace.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Like, oh, boy, like
so good for Bonnie.
Well, I mean, clearly she has some guy issues when we find out about her mom's boyfriend in the biker gang.
Yeah.
So we're realizing that's why she doesn't like sex. Yeah.
I mean, it was implied last episode. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were thinking that, you know, something must have happened with her, which is why she said she didn't like sex. And how can you say you don't like it if you haven't experienced something
exactly
of the sort? So clearly she's been through something terrible.
Yeah.
But I like Bonnie, but the way that she was, you know, influencing Carl was just hard to watch.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. I think the actress is great. And I think I love seeing them together just because I want to see what they're going to get into.
I know.
But yeah, for Carl's future, it was probably best for everybody.
I like how Debbie and Carl kind of both ended up in a good place. I mean, where we started the season off with a bidding war for Debbie's virginity. It's just, I'm glad this is where we kind of ended it. And
where she still has it, thank God.
Yeah, and the fact that the two of them, you know, where they kind of started off separately, going on their own journeys of discovering their sexuality, so to speak. Now they can at least, like, as brother and sister, have a common bond and shared experience that they can talk about in a healthy way.
Right.
Yeah, I think they both took what happened to them well. I mean, Debbie is accepting the fact that she has to wait till she's at least 16 for Maddie to even consider
consensual
doing
sex when she's 16.
And I love her obsessive poster in the back of her door.
Yeah.
Where did she get that blow up?
Hey,
I'm like, really,
that's
girl?
Her way of dealing with the fact that Maddie's not hers. It's okay. It's still a little innocent. It's weird, but innocent.
I love how creative she is. I mean, most of us, like, I had the...
I wasn't crafty like that.
No, I mean, I had the tear outs from
Beat
or whatever,
like,
the other one.
Go to Michael's and get all the extra little letters and sparklies. And I never did that.
Yeah.
I didn't have time for that. I really like that conversation that they had on the couch, Debbie and Carl, where they were both, like, just talking about their things. It's just showing that they're, like, growing up. And it's so weird. Yeah. They were so little when they started.
I know.
Yeah, they're so cute to watch.
Yeah. I liked how Debs took charge of paying the bills.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the way she got there was hilarious. Calling Maddie, having him deliver the pizza, and then telling him that he's going to take her here and here and here. So
I was like, how Fiona of you. Good job.
Exactly. It was very Fiona of her. And it was also a good way to keep him in her life, but not in a way that's like, you know, conniving or manipulating or anything. At least not to me. I thought it was clever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. She's smart.
I mean, she paid him. And she, he took her.
And she gave him a tip.
She gave him a tip. Mm,
she did.
So he can't say no. Yeah.
Smart cookie.
It's a two-way street.
Oh, let's dive into thinking. What'd you think about Lip and his suit this episode? And getting
he looked mighty fine.
Girl, yes, he did.
He looked so good.
So cute.
I heard you yelling it at the screen as we were watching.
Yeah, he's so cute in that suit.
Yeah.
It's cool that he's wearing something that he never ever thought he would ever get his hands on. At least something not that expensive.
Yeah, that costs more than their rent, I'm sure.
Did you think he was going to go through with it when obviously he was kind of uncomfortable letting her buy that suit? Mm-hmm. And then when the whole ceremony started and we were all like, what is... None of us were in sororities or fraternities.
No, I was in band, but that's about it. We didn't do that kind of stuff.
I was not involved at all. I didn't do anything. It's very unlike Lip to do something like that.
Yeah.
But he has this level of attractedness to Amanda. He's intrigued by her. She's crazy, but she's cool. Mm.
Which I think that sums up the type of woman that he does like.
He does.
I felt like he sort of settled into his role when he came back from seeing Mandy and speaking to her. And he was just kind of like, okay, well, I'm trying here to acknowledge you. And, you know, she's not really giving him anything back. So he went back and he's like, okay, so what are we going to have? And I thought, to me, that was like a shift where he's like, okay, this is my new role. Like, this is my girl, I think.
I think it's just problematic for him because Mandy was the first person to really believe in him. Mm-hmm. And she had this vision for him. Exactly. You know, he never saw himself in a suit like that.
Right.
But she always did.
And then he's there, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, she, at the point, was willing to let him go. You know, as long as he understood that she, you know, it was because of her, and now he's kind of left her behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And living out waiting on them.
Yeah. I was going to say that scene where he was talking to her over the counter and that split between them where he's wearing this beautiful Prada suit or whatever, and she's in this, you know, waitress, like the tacky waitress outfit. It's just so apparent about how different their worlds are now. And how different Lip's world would have been if he actually brought Mandy along.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It made me feel really sorry for her in that scene because of the fact that she was always his biggest supporter and always, you know, filling out his applications. And
the reason that he's sitting at that table.
Yeah. So, but then it also made me, I mean, I feel like for him to get up from the table from Amanda and go over that, I mean, if that wouldn't sit well with me if I was, you know, Amanda. So then now I'm like, I don't know if I want him with her either because clearly he still has feelings for Mandy.
For her too, you know, just to acknowledge. Because I think he could see how uncomfortable that was for her. And he was like, I should go say something, you know.
And but then to lie to Amanda when he came back, like, did you know her? Oh, she looked familiar, you know.
He's still protecting that part of his life.
And
there's like a small detail that I might be reading too much into, but I talked about earlier in the season how Amanda, a lot of the times Mandy is short for Amanda and how they're both, I'm assuming that Mandy's full name is Amanda.
So both Amandas. Absolutely.
And to me, it's like Mandy is kind of a nickname, more like a casual, you know, way of saying it. Mandy is like the casual side of Amanda, and Amanda's more of the formal. And like Lip, too. I mean, his full name is Philip.
Right,
and
he calls himself
Lip, and everyone calls him Lip. So it's kind of like,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like they're
I did not
more.
Even catch that even before.
Yeah, that's why I got confused when we were watching. I was like, wait, what's her name again? Yeah. Amanda. Okay.
Yeah. So Amanda comes from this affluent, you know, family, and you know they kept her formal ways, or they're trying to keep her formal ways.
Right. She didn't have the little nickname Mandy.
Yeah.
For me, it's really nice to see Lip in this role and to see him like moving forward, just because it was such a struggle to get him here in the first place. And when he sat there and was like, okay, what are we going to have? I really enjoyed that moment because I was like, wow, he's going to like hopefully keep moving forward. And he hasn't stopped going to school. You know, there's been so many obstacles and so many hurdles and so many reasons for him not to. Like even when Debbie and Carl were asking him to go see Fiona. He's like, I still have school. So it's nice to see him like keeping that first.
Well, I'm glad he didn't have to sacrifice studying to go see her. She just came back.
Which was, yeah, we'll get into that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, should we go ahead and talk about that?
Fiona?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's
jump on into Fiona.
So did you guys think that she was go? Well, we did a poll.
Well, yeah.
Three of us didn't think she was going to.
Just because I was like,
in a room full of four people, 3-1 voted clean.
I just thought I should just say dirty because y'all all said clean. I was like, I'll just go left then.
Oh, good. I just thought she'd messed up so many times this season. I was like, it can't happen again. It just can't, you know?
Yeah.
I hope.
I think I would have given up on her.
Oh my God, right?
Like, you know what?
That's
if she's
it,
not going to learn, then what? Where is she going to go from here? She's going to be here for 5 years?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't. But I was so not. I was so tense the whole time she was walking down the halls and the stairs, following that cop. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what's happening?
I'm still confused. So, so it was good behavior she got out on?
I guess so. I don't think they really explained that.
They didn't clarify, but I think her PO or. Is that what she's called?
We'll just call her Regina.
Yeah, parole officer. Regina King. I just think she had faith in her from the start. I think she knows she had a good feeling about Fiona from the start. And she was following, you know, the right protocol and the right steps to take for someone in Fiona's position. And she wanted her to learn her lesson, which I think she did. And I think she really saw that in Fiona early on.
Do you think they had any idea that she had gotten tempted by that pill in the morning? Pretty random to just have it be that same day.
I want to say no.
I want to say yeah. I feel like that girl did something, you know?
For a second, I thought maybe they were going to, like, when they were bringing her down that hallway, I thought maybe they're going to ask her, like, to rat out somebody or, like, where she was getting the pill, you know, or something. I didn't know. I was like, where are they going
with
this? I mean,
they kept cutting to the big black girl. They always got to make the scary girl a big black girl. Okay, like, really? Anyway. irritating to me, but they kept cutting, you know, shots to her, so I'm like, did she say something? Was she trying to get her in trouble because Fiona rejected her? Like, I feel like that was all kind of a setup, because I'm like, why would they just all of a sudden go get Fiona for no reason?
Like, I don't know Regina King's character's name, but like she said, the ones who are the lesser of the offenders get rotated out because it's overpopulated.
Oh, that's right.
She told Fiona you know, it's overpopulated, we're taking out the people that, you know,
don't really need to be here.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
in relative to, you know, others.
Somebody who stabbed someone.
Yeah, so that's why Regina probably kept her, you know, eye on Fiona, because if that were the case, then Fiona would be one of the ones to get out.
Get out, right. Mm-hmm, so. Okay. That was nice for her to get her a job.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I really like how she took control of all of that and set things up for her to hopefully be on the right.
And Homeboy was sexy. Don't sleep with him, Fiona, because I might.
That's the dude from The Watchmen. I love him.
He's cute.
He's such a good actor.
I was going to ask you if you thought, well, before we saw, if you thought next season she was going to.
Probably.
Look up with
I would, girl. I will. Call me.
Oh, no. But going back to the urine test, I think that was just protocol for people who are leaving.
Oh,
that's what I would.
Okay, that makes sense too. That makes sense too. And maybe Homegirl knew. I don't know. I mean, that's probably reading into it too much.
Phil, do you think she knew?
Big Black Girl.
I don't think Big Black Girl knew.
You think she was really trying to get her to do it?
Yeah, I think if you're in there, you're just. I mean, sometimes you just got to get some.
I wonder what she gave her though.
And if you're bored, what do you got?
Oh, so she was trying to get her high so she could
maybe relax a little bit.
Use that tongue.
Yeah, use that.
She's trying to get in Fiona's box. Gross.
There's a lot of gross things this episode.
That was it.
There is nothing unsexier to me than someone doing that.
I know. That motion. Never been attractive.
I totally agree.
I don't
care. Guy, girl, whoever.
It doesn't matter. It's nasty. Don't ever do that.
Well, because it's meant in a rude, derogatory way.
Of
like, you know?
Yeah, that isn't really like
but
sexy.
It's not even funny. I'm just like, come on.
What are you? Well, get out of here.
Yeah. All right.
But, well, what did you guys think when Fiona finally came back? You know, she's piecing together her life.
Yeah.
Making French toast.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, she came back to a house which seemed to be in order. The laundry was done. The fridge was still filled.
Yeah.
The kids were sleeping in their own beds. But then the next morning, she comes to find that everything is actually chaos. Like, it's not how it seemed when she walked in. And little did she know what she was walking into when she came out.
With, because of Ian.
yeah, Ian and then Frank and all that stuff. And now, you know, Carl escorting Frank and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll talk about that later.
But right.
There's yeah. just so much that they went through that she wasn't directly there for.
But still, things were, they managed to keep things somewhat in order. Yeah, and I'm sure definitely. She had emotions
they
about
did a
that
great
too.
Job, those yeah. kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really did.
But talk about another hard thing for, she can never catch a break this season. Even now she's out right. and she's back and things are supposed to be, you know, good and on a positive note. Now
he is. Yeah. Right. Well, that's the nature of this lovely yes. show. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. It
sure is.
But I just hope that she stays, like that speech that Regina gave her in the car about, you know, you at some point you gotta like just stop blaming everyone. By the way, I didn't realize Fiona was 23 on the show. I thought she was a little older than that.
No, she's really yeah. young on the show.
I thought she was like at least 26.
So no, young. Remember season one, she was so young.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah. And when she's like, 19. I'm 23, I gotta get it together. I'm like, what, girl? I'm almost 30 and I'm still trying to work it out. So, I'm like, what?
Do you have a drug problem you're trying to get
no,
out?
No, I'm just saying in general in life.
Jesus. Yeah, it is pretty amazing when you think of all the things that she's responsible for and the things that have happened
at
23.
Are you
like,
kidding
yeah.
me?
That
was
like things.
Just trying to go to band practice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
She was taking care of baby Lip and Ian when she was 4 or 5 years old. I mean,
right.
she grew up a lot faster than I could ever say I did.
Heck yeah.
So
yeah,
I could see why she would feel the need to, she needs to pull herself together.
Right.
To the Ian thing, you know, although she wasn't there for most of it, right, the episode is called Lazarus, and we're trying to fully debunk the meaning of it, but she's coming in right at a time when, you know, it's not too late, right? Everything kind of right, he was having these problems throughout, but it's still not too late to help him and do the right thing, and so she came back at mm-hmm. the right time.
Yeah.
Does that, you know, and then yeah. Again, we're still trying to piece together what exactly yeah. symbolically Lazarus means.
I actually wanted to talk about the story of Lazarus. I mean, I've been telling you guys I'm having a hard time connecting the stories because I just learned about the story of Lazarus today. Basically, in the Bible, Lazarus dies because Jesus waited 2 days to get to him, and Lazarus's two sisters were angry at Jesus for waiting so long, but Jesus had planned this whole time to raise Lazarus from the dead.
Mm.
So 2 days later, he's at Lazarus's tomb, and he's weeping and mourning with, you know, Lazarus's loved ones, and the people who are weeping don't realize that Jesus is there until he raises him from the dead, and everyone has their faith restored and everything. That's how I understood the story. So I'm having a hard time connecting the characters.
Well, if anybody knows the connection,
show, yeah.
Yeah,
what do you guys
know.
Think? If you're familiar with the story, if you know,
here's the thing. I mean, it's tough because who would you attribute to as being the
exactly.
Jesus
yeah,
on
that's
this
what
show?
I'm saying. Yeah, I don't,
exactly.
So
sure.
I think it's more of a. I think the core message is a regaining of faith and coming together as a unit again. And again, we'll kind of talk about Sheila mm-hmm. and that family, but. At least the Gallaghers, they're coming together in the right way.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to work out, but...
Perhaps there are many characters in this episode who are kind of acting as the Jesus in Lazarus.
Mm. Yeah, and I think you have somebody like Frank, who for most of the season was on his deathbed and dying, and now has yes. his, like, rebirth at the end of the episode, you know?
Yeah.
Not the best.
Not the best.
No,
not
even, but
okay, we'll talk
I mean,
about it a
yeah.
No, wait a second, for Frank.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
let us know what you guys think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sheila, she brought some comedy again
oh
this
God,
episode.
Sheila, she did.
Do you guys have Sheila or Sammy in the cat fight?
Sheila. I had Sheila.
It's tough. Yeah. I'm gonna say what Carl says. Carl said, "Say it's hard to tell." Probably the
rent-a-cops.
The rent-a-cops, right?
They're both such strong personalities.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
both want what they want, and they're going to get it.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that Sheila had so much gusto. I mean, when she like took Sammy outside, yeah. I was like, "All right, Sheila, let her know."
Yeah,
I was shocked that she did that because she's always so nice and kind of just goes with the flow. And she was like,
she does
"No,
it
you're
in
not
her
going
Sheila
in there."
Way. Yeah,
yeah, yes.
Exactly. It's a little deceiving,
right? She's like, "I don't mean to be cruel, but
yeah. she knows exactly what she's doing
exactly.
and what she." Yeah. This was the first time watching them that I was like, oh, I could actually see if, like, Sheila was her mom. Because they had, like, similarities
right,
in the two characters. I was like,
That'd be very strange.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, Sheila and Frank had sex 33 years ago.
Exactly.
And out came Sammy.
Right.
Oh, I don't mean and it's really true. I just mean
no,
their
know,
character.
Yeah. That would be so funny.
I am actually really glad that she didn't get the kids.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I was sad for her because I know she wanted them, but I was just like, how is that going to work out? Like, you know, I was kind of glad she didn't get them, even though I know she's really sad and she's really working hard, and that's why she married Frank. And so I'm really interested now to see how, like, that's going to play out.
Yeah, like, now mm-hmm. what does she want with Frank now? I mean,
she was still like, that's my husband.
Exactly. So why, like, what? After not getting the kids, which was the main purpose of marrying Frank, mm-hmm. not getting the kids, why was she still so adamant about keeping
I think she
that?
She just wants
a family.
Yeah, she wants some sort of semblance. She wants to know, okay, what she fought for meant something, and okay, she might not have the kids, but she has quote unquote her husband that
right to make the pot roast for.
Exactly. And
but
so,
then why not just keep Sammy and Chucky in the house?
Maybe she wants to use her dildos.
I think Sammy's a little too.
What? Saying. Dildos and pot roast. Whatever.
She should.
Go, Sheila.
What was I going to say? Oh, I think she's threatened by Sammy a little bit. Like, she wants to be.
Yes.
You know,
I agree.
The relationship with Frank. Hmm. So I think it'd be too much for her to be there.
She needs some love and attention. Mm-hmm. That's all she's looking for.
Maybe. Maybe not.
And I think, you know, it was very revealing in the speech from Sheila to Sammy of, you know, I know I'm being used. And, you know, Sheila's always being used.
Always.
But at least there's some sort of love in return. She didn't feel that with Sammy. And I think that's where it was coming from. And that's what she held on to overall.
I think that's a good call.
Do you think she's at all jealous of the fact that Sammy has her son and she has her kid while... Here's Sheila, who doesn't have anybody at this point.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why she's just, in general, clawing so hard now at Frank. Because I don't think she really cared about Frank before she found out she wasn't getting the kids. And then she found out she wasn't getting the kids. And she's like, well, what am I doing with this damn pot roast? You know, now she's, like, going more towards Frank. And then Frank's gone. So she's like, okay, Sammy. So I feel like anybody at this point, she's like, just somebody come eat the damn pot roast.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree. I love the fact that they moved... right next door in the empty lot and just, like, set up shop.
You're moving in my yard?
I love that, too.
Chucky was
and
amazing.
I love, yes.
Oh, my God, how cute is he? He is, like, Chucky. Such a little nugget ham. Like, he's so cute.
He is.
Just want to pinch him. Porker,
he's one I can't wait to kind of watch him grow up and see what he does.
I know.
It's just, like, he doesn't even do anything. Like, just even his little wave as Frank's,
he doesn't
like,
do much at all.
And it's like, bye. It's just cute little awesome. Lines.
I know, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if... I'm not saying he's, like, dumb or anything, but I don't know if he's just, like, so ignorant or so, like, nonchalant about everything, but I feel like he's the most honest character on the show. He wants food. He wants pot roast.
Yeah. That's it. Like, he ran, girl. Like, somebody said the house is on fire. He's like,
meow. He's just so innocent and honest to me.
Oh, and just so
I
cute.
Wonder, like, how that's going to play out. I guess they're going to keep Sammy on the show, I'm assuming. You know?
Oh, they should.
Yeah, they totally should.
They definitely
should. They're going to be a family.
Yeah.
In some sort of weird way.
Good for Sammy, that actress. Go, girl.
I know.
Yeah, she's really been a great addition.
Yeah, she
brought a lot of different...
I didn't like her at first. She kind of bothered me, and I was like, can she go?
She kept sleeping. She kept trying to...
Yeah.
I mean, there was... When finally Frank came to, he looked at her first, and he was like, what? Because he had the wedding ring. He's like, what?
Yeah, right, that's... Right, yeah. Right. That was funny. You definitely saw that on his face. This moment of which one could it possibly, you know, could it be?
But going back to Frank and Sheila being married, A, why is she still so crazy about that idea? And B, are him and Monica officially divorced? Like, is this marriage going to come back?
They're not.
In his face, in Sheila's face, something else is going to come
up. Something's wrong.
It's too convenient. It doesn't stop at... You know, not getting the kids. Something else is going to come in between that whole thing.
Absolutely. Because that's just the shameless way. There's no way they're going to get married and it's, like, totally fine.
Yeah.
And then if they did keep the kids, I'm sure... I mean, they didn't go with this storyline, but the kids maybe would have got taken away anyway because the marriage wasn't official or something
exactly.
like that. You
that's
know what I
was expecting.
Do you think we'll see Monica again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Causing...
Absolutely. 100%.
She's like a female Frank. Yeah. She just pops up.
Yep. Right, you know, right.
She's that parasite that just won't go away.
Yeah. I think she'll definitely be back on the show. And maybe even because of Ian, maybe she'll come back because of that. She'll pop up and try to help Ian. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. Well, yeah. Should we talk about Frank and what happened at the end?
Yes.
Yes, we should.
How Carl took him out on that walkway bridge thing? I'm not familiar with Chicago.
By the lake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I know Chicago geography, but it was
yeah.
It was in Chicago on the outskirts.
If you just had to guess.
Yeah,
I think it was the whole lake frozen over and looking dismal and, you know, bleak out there.
I loved his speech. I loved when he was standing with Carl and he was just saying, like, I'm alive, asshole. Like, I'm here smiting God.
It's not a good speech. It's
a Frank speech.
But he, just because his acting is so phenomenal, he was so good in that scene. And then when he stopped for a moment holding that bottle, he had that look on his face like, I'm alive. And I want to know what that meant to him. I can't kind of put that together.
See, his speech kind of pissed me off a little bit because of the fact, like, if he would have thrown the bottle, like, I thought he was going to. Then I would have loved his speech. But since he didn't, and he was continuing to drink and kind of laugh in the face of everything
that happened.
And give
it to Carl.
Yeah. Like, to me, then that angered me. I was like, how can you have all this happen to you? You get a surgery, which could have, exactly. And that's what I was like, oh, he's just going to be the same all the time. I mean, I would think that would be, going through that would be the one thing in your life you'd finally be like.
Yeah, you almost feeling died. A little
great, yeah. And knowing that that could have gone to somebody else who was probably way more well-deserving, you know, of it. And you have this chance and then you're still just like laughing and giving an F you to God. And I just thought it was like, oh,
because even
it's
as a character, it's like I would eventually like to see him evolve.
Yeah.
Or something.
At least for a little bit.
Just even just like, for an episode or 10 minutes. Whatever.
They've done that. They've done that plenty of times.
I want to see something stick.
Yeah.
Okay, you said 10 minutes or an episode.
He's not done 10 minutes. He's done like 10 seconds and he says something Frank-like and it's like completely over.
Perhaps. I really loved the doctor because he had that moment of like, hey, try non-alcoholic beer. I've done it for, you know. I like how it kind of made it really stick because it's one thing you always hear like doctors kind of say those lines. But when he said like, hey, that's what I've been doing for whatever amount of years he's been doing it, it just hit it home. And unfortunately, just didn't stick with Frank, though.
No.
He's too stubborn of a man. But I love how the one of the things that he condemns the most, hospitals, doctors, you know, that part of our country that he condemns the most is what helped him in the long run.
Yeah.
They're the ones that, you know, put him at the front of that line to get that liver. And they're the ones that saved him from that kidney, that surprise kidney transplant or
I think that's whatever. All I wanted is a moment of recognition of that. Like, he didn't have to really change, whatever. But I really wouldn't, too. But, I mean, at least give me just a moment of recognizing.
Do you think that's what that look was for? Do you think he recognized it for a moment but was like, fuck it, like, this is me?
I don't know. I didn't feel like he did.
I'm conflicted on that, too. And also, Carl enabling all of this. I thought he was going to throw the bottle.
I did too.
No.
But no.
Yeah. No. Nobody's letting go of that bottle as much as we wish for it.
Because, I mean, it's his dad. And as we've seen this journey of them this season, I think Carl just wants to be accepted and wants to be loved by Frank. And, you know, Sammy, he's taking him out of the hospital after what he went through with the sweat lodge with Sammy. Mm-hmm. So he just probably is enjoying the bond, however, you know, it is. So if his dad wants him to drink, he's like, I'm going to drink.
I did like that. I did like seeing after Frank, seeing the relationship come full
right.
Like that and them so having loyal. That moment. Yeah.
Yes.
And especially after losing Bonnie now, you know, it was like nice for Carl to have that back.
But that's the thing now that Frank is essentially showing him this is how you deal with your problems. Like this is, you just kind of numb the feelings. Edge the pain a little bit.
And he's probably like, I got this damn necklace in my pocket. I'll have a drink.
It's like, if you can't handle a breakup from a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, I mean, Carl can only become like Frank. And,
absolutely.
Know, here.
And absolutely. Just,
the scene was really symbolic.
Yeah.
That was poor Carl.
Yeah. Oh, anything in the episode that we missed you guys want to talk about?
We didn't talk about the app.
The what?
Oh, the AfterBuzz TV app.
Oh.
I was like, go for it, Phil.
You explain it.
What? You explain it, Phil.
You're the host.
You are the you host, are, sir.
You created it.
You are the all host, right. And you keep hiding right, in listen, there. Fans, for,
I don't keep hiding in here. It's a necessity.
Okay, it's Steven's fault. Steven, I know you're not even sick.
All right, fans, for the longest time, you guys have been wanting to a simpler way to get your AfterBuzz TV shows. And now, after many, many months, we finally delivered on that promise. We have an app for you, whether iPad, iPhone, Android, whatever you have. It is there. You can chat, you can watch, you can listen to all the shows on demand. We're still developing more and more features. So if you download the app, rate, comment, let us know what you guys like about it. Let us know what things we can improve on. And, you know, there's some really cool ideas that you guys have already come up with for those of you who have downloaded it. And so I definitely want to implement some of them in the coming months. But yeah, it's a free app. I promise you it will stay free for years and years and years to come. So spread the word that it's out there. You know, it's been a long time coming. And yeah.
Cool. Download it now.
Get it.
Oh, yeah. Get that AfterBuzz.
Android and iOS.
You can find, you know, you can favorite your favorite after show, such as Shameless, and then, you know, you just hit the favorite button, and there it is. All, you know, you don't have to go searching through.
Hey, so when is the Windows version coming out, huh?
Oh, ew.
For no, us Windows people?
Windows?
Oh, what?
Oh, sorry.
Womp, womp.
Nice. Nice.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Well, since it's our last show for the season, do we want to give predictions of what we think is going to happen next season?
Ooh. Yes, apparently.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm going to start with Jack because
Obvi.
I don't know if it's just me, but I felt like his tone was kind of vengeful.
Really?
He seemed kind of like he didn't seem like he was looking back like, oh, I miss this place. Like, it just kind of seemed like he was lurking.
Unfinished
and just,
business kind of?
Yeah, because him and Fiona didn't end on a good note, and maybe something happened to him while he disappeared that, you know, just kept him angry at her or just, I mean, granted, he tried to quell things by giving money and everything, and but maybe he had a lot of time to reflect on what happened, and if he comes back or when he comes back full swing, they're both going to be butting heads. It's not going to be easy. I don't want to say that he's going to want her back right away and vice versa.
I got a different read on this one. I got to go back and watch it because, again, we just saw it like quickly.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I wanted, and maybe I just wanted to read this, but I wanted to read the opposite, that he actually is regretting what he did and feels bad about, you know, obviously just disappearing and all the lies and things that he has done for her for so long. So I felt like he does want her back, but he's just too ashamed to knowing how much pain he's caused, he's too ashamed to knock on that door
yet. Which is why he's just kind of passing by.
See, the real question is,
I feel like I'm in the middle. Like, I don't feel like he's, like, coming back to, like, be like, Fiona. Mm-hmm. But I also don't feel like he's coming back to be like, Fiona, like, with a knife or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like he just knows that he should do something. Like, he should let her know that he's alive. Mm-hmm. And I think he's struggling with how to do that. But I don't know if he's coming back to say, let's get back together. I'm sorry. I think he's just like, yo, I'm alive. Sorry about that.
Oops. And maybe he's being considerate. I mean, given the fact that he knows the family, he knows how crazy their lives are. Can you imagine what it would be like if he just kind of popped in?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's keeping that in mind, too.
Yeah.
Phil, what do you think he's going to come, his purpose is going to be when he comes back?
I think Fiona needs him at a good time. I think Frank is really going to influence Carl in the worst of ways.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And I.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think while Jack is so hesitant right now, I think. Because remember, everyone had this idea of him. Even the father said, like, you know, he does this. Whenever something gets hard, he just ups and leaves. And that's just him. He doesn't respond. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's going to want to finally dispel that myth once and for all. And whereas in the past he hasn't loved Fiona's entire family, he's just loved Fiona. I think now he can really step in and be kind of what Mike was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike! Yeah. I'd like to see Mike come back, but I mean,
he ain't coming back.
I know there's no more cups. I'm a little upset about that. I wanted to make a prediction about Mickey and Ian. I think it's going to be exciting to watch their relationship grow. I think they are going to have some definite trials coming up, but I think Mickey's going to stand by him, and they're going to be like in a full on, like, you know, V and Kev relationship.
But I also think that with that comes a lot of conflict and troubles between him and the Gallaghers. About between Mickey trying to take care of Ian
the way he wants to, and the Gallaghers.
Yes. That's going to be a whole mess to deal with.
Yeah, that look that Fiona gave him, I felt like that was exactly what I was talking about.
And as threatening as he is, who knows what he'll do. Like, he'll go to great lengths for someone.
He'll pull a gun on Fiona and be like, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
And I think you're right, too, about Monica coming back and really having a big influence on later down the road when he's going dealing with it. And maybe they'll have a good moment. I do think it'll be episode 3 of next season that we'll get to see Jack's ass again.
Ew.
And I'm looking forward to that. That'd be cool. All right, where the can they find you guys at?
You guys can find me on Twitter at JAJOURI and on the Tuesday Night Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast.
And you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, DreaRenee_N.
And I'm at JJ Jurgens everywhere and my blog, TomGirl.tv, and on Nashville on Wednesday nights.
And follow us here on AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And don't forget to watch another great TV show called Chasing Maria Menounos, Tuesday nights on Oxygen at 10 p.m. It's been a good season, you guys.
I'm so sad it's over, but it was a good one.
It went so fast.
Yeah,
it did.
Till next time.
But we got Californication coming up, so check me out on that.
Oh,
shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Bye, guys.
Well, thank you guys again for following us all season. We'll look forward to more shameless activity next season.
See you next season. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.